The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 3rd of September, and Guardian Media Group wants to give your pocket a break. We will help you pay the big four in our September Bill Buster promotion. We're giving away gift vouchers every week. Vouchers from BPL, Water and Sewerage, Super Value Food Stores, and Shell, that's the gas station. Win gift vouchers every Friday in September. Fill out the entry form in today's Nassau Guardian. Listen to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM and follow us across all social media platforms. Give your pocket a break with our September Bill Buster campaign. Win gift vouchers every single Friday in September. Good yawning this morning, and welcome to On the Clock with Aaron. I got 18 seat belt in my car, and I'm willing to lend you one if you need it. Many of you need it. I could see that y'all imported a lot of cars with no seat belt. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. You think people keep the seat belt to harness to make sure they mango safe on the mango tree? So y'all wouldn't keep. You think people take the seat belts to use as straps for when the storm comes so they could strap their fruit trees down? I don't know. Y'all don't like using seat belts. Y'all don't like using turn signals either or stopping at stop signs. This small segment in today's show is brought to you by that terrifying accident that took place on Blue Hill Road North yesterday afternoon. I think it looked like a three-car collision. It looked like somebody was mad at that specific BPL pole and took it out at the knees. First of all, there have been no reports of traffic fatalities, and we are thankful for that. We are so grateful for that, right? You know who's grateful for that? The people who were unfortunately witnessed that scene. See, it's not just the trauma and the chaos of the accident. It's the aftermath. The people who are witnessing it, who don't know if they could help or not, who are very concerned for the lives of the people in those cars, even if the people in those cars were not concerned themselves. Now, lots of people are going to say, is speeding? Speeding is the cause of that accident. Likely, speeding had to have been involved, given the amount of speed necessary to take out a light pole. But I suspect that it was more than speeding. See, I suspect that speeding is the reason why they couldn't prevent the accident. Right? Because here's what I witness regularly in that space by St. Agnes. The road in between St. Agnes and Southern Recreation Grounds, right? That road right there. You know what I noticed there? People don't like to stop at the stop sign. They don't like to adhere to the traffic controls. They don't wait to ensure that they could enter the roadway safely. They care not about those who have the right of way. They just putting their car where they want to put it. I observed that regularly. I could tell you three out of seven times I on that road, that's what I see. So it's speed is definitely a factor in these types of accidents, because the types of speed the people be going at, they cannot prevent an accident from occurring, right? That's one part of the equation. But what about the people who are causing accidents because of their careless and reckless driving? Sliding through stop signs as if they have no meaning, no weight, no import, right? That means they're not important. We just spend money on the sign to put it there. Ministry of Works refuses to paint the lines and the signs in the road. It says stop, so you could see the visual stop. Even if you can't read, you know those four letters in the road must mean stop. That accident was horrific. On the heels of three stories, two in the media yesterday and one a little earlier at the end of August. The first, passenger admits to punching driver after speeding concerns. A man admitted to repeatedly punching a coworker in the face after claiming the man nearly struck another coworker with his vehicle on JFK Drive. Bervin Brown Jr., 34, pleaded guilty to causing harm to Aleron Woodside on August 22nd before the deputy chief magistrate, Seville. Brown told the court he had caught a ride with Woodside that day, but complained about his speeding and demanded to be let out of the vehicle. I done do that plenty. I want you all to know, there's people out there who sucking their teeth right now because I done tell them, stop this car and let me off. I would rather let the pigeons fly me to where I have to go. Go back to the article. After getting out, Brown claimed he saw Woodside nearly knock down another co-worker with the vehicle. See, remember I was telling you all the day before yesterday, right? Like this, accidental, like killing in the cause of an accident or in the course of an accident. There's like negligent manslaughter, there's vehicular manslaughter, and there's vehicular homicide, right? Because the law recognizes that a car, if not used properly, is a weapon. Here's a second article, very quickly. New trial in traffic case after judge's wrong decision. Now, I'm reading this not to interrogate the part where it says the judge made a wrong decision, but just the details of the case. A Supreme Court judge wrongly took a fatal traffic case away from a jury after concluding that a passenger who allegedly grabbed the steering wheel caused the crash. The Court of Appeal has ruled in ordering Delmaro Johnson to face a new trial. The appellate court said the judge improperly resolved disputed evidence himself when he acquitted Johnson of vehicular manslaughter by dangerous driving and negligently causing grievous harm arising from an April 2025 collision on Carmichael Road that killed Timothy Stubbs and injured his son, Trevon Stubbs. The Court of Appeal found there was evidence Johnson had been driving at more than 56 miles per hour while involved in an altercation with his passenger before the Honda Pilot suddenly entered the path of an oncoming Nissan Cube. Even if Ms. Murphy did grab the steering wheel, the court said, Johnson's continued driving above the speed limit while struggling with her or distracted by an agitated passenger could still amount to dangerous driving. Right? Here's a third article, just very quickly. 10-month-old baby dies. Police are investigating the death of a 10-month-old baby who died at PMH after she was admitted with a bleeding mouth, bruising to her face and head, and a fractured femur. The incident occurred on Friday. According to the police, this article is the 17th of August, 2026, right? We're going to move on to the follow-up article. Policeman charged after infant dies following traffic near miss. The infant allegedly suffered a fractured leg and injuries to her head and face after Thompson swerved to avoid a collision on Prince Charles Drive. We go back to the first article. Man was driving a Nissan Versa with his girlfriend's 10-month-old daughter unrestrained in the front seat when he suddenly swerved the vehicle to avoid colliding with another car. The baby then fell to the floor of the car, the man told the police. This is just three examples, right? Three examples to show you, right, how the law thinks about a car, and examples of reckless and careless behavior behind the wheel and the consequences of such behavior, right? It's obvious to me that we are not taking this car thing seriously at all. We refuse to acknowledge that the car is a dangerous weapon. But more importantly, we refuse to acknowledge that when we enter a car, we surrender ourselves to the rules and the laws that govern road use. It's not I paid $10,000, I pay in $1,000 a month for this car. I could do what I want in it. No. As soon as you enter that car, you surrender your opinion to the law. As simple as that. There's too many lives being lost. Now, I just wanted to touch on that briefly. I see I got two callers on the line, but I got to let you know, today is Natural Corner with Empress Divine, and we are talking some health things today. But I'm going to go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Sparky, do me a favor. I want you to call back because I want you...
This is about the topic thing.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. On June the 7th, 1996, I got a call, Labor Day morning, I got a call from St. Matthew's, a member of St. Matthew's. Sparky, this Sparky, this insult, are you yet? There's been an accident on Shirley Street with your son. I said, what hospital he to? They said, he's not to a hospital, he's underneath a white sheet. He was dragged 108 feet, I was told, by the measurement of the police. 108 feet. The speed limit on Shirley Street at that morning, 10 o'clock, is 25 miles an hour. The police gave us report that the driver had to be driving at least 65 miles an hour. He was killed by a young doctor, and that was on Brave's birthday. And Mr. Prime Minister was the defense attorney for the man that killed my son, who was my cousin, the DePuch man, and the case came down, no case to answer. Have a good day.
I hear you, Sparky. I want you all to understand that these traumas, these experiences live with us forever, right? And we have no idea how we are impacting people's quality of life, their psychological and emotional health and well-being, right, with our reckless and careless behavior on the roadways. I don't even want to talk about the older people who seem to think they have no other option but operate in a motor vehicle, even if they have, they're no longer at the standard to operate a motor vehicle safely on the road. I ain't rowing them. I'm considering their needs. Good morning, caller.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am fine, thanks. I just want to say that, you know, what Sparky was saying is the truth. There's been some corruption going on in this country for a long time.
Hold on. Sparky, yeah, Sparky ain't saying nothing about
it.
Hold on. I know, but Sparky ain't saying nothing about corruption.
No. Okay.
Okay.
He didn't say anything about corruption. Correction.
Okay, good.
What I'm saying is the court system, a lot of things have gone under the rug to cover up some people's dirt. And I'm hoping that when we say these things on the air, there's some exposure, and I'm hoping that leader of opposition or Lincoln, Bain, and them could do something about this. That's all I want to say.
Okay, hold on. Before you go, let me say this, right?
Yeah.
I believe that our mishandling of traffic matters, and some of that is political interference.
Yes.
Causing people who should be named responsible and liable for accidents to evade the fingers of the law. I do believe that we've seen far too much of that over the decades, and that has been a major impact on the police culture and their willingness to enforce traffic controls.
I agree.
Yes, sir.
100%.
Yes, sir.
Aaron, we needed leadership that can abide by laws, and I could tell you that this leadership has never done that. We needed leadership that can actually abide by laws, because if you go in most countries where they are very strict with law breaking, where to the point where you can spend a lot of time in jail, and even some countries where you could be executed for certain crimes of human beings, right? All I'm saying is, why is it that several of these areas where there's corruption, our leadership is being a part of it? I am telling you, and I don't want to go into that, but if I get a chance to, I'd like to call you privately, because there's some things that you need to know about this country. A lot of people don't know.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah, there's context right? There's stories that have not been told out loud that would give people greater context to understand and interrogate what's going on around him. That's what I say, why I say on the clock we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Because you need greater context than you have in the public domain to understand why decisions are being made in the way they're being made, or why particular cultures have taken root in spaces where you never thought they could take root. I got a text here. It says, Aaron, we use seatbelts to lock down the crab pen so the crabs can't escape to freedom. And the turn signals are used to tell any thieves who want to rob my house that they should look at the turn signal that shows the right or left houses are the houses to rob instead of my house. So you turn on the turn signal when you see the thief coming. No, go left. Go right. Don't go straight ahead. All right, another text quickly. Hi, Aaron. Could the passenger who punched the reckless driver claim self-defense after all his life was being endangered? I do not think so, because he was out of the car, and it didn't suggest that he thought the man was coming towards him to kill him. Now, I would have argued he's trying to save the boy. He's trying to save the other person and felt that that was necessary because this person have a two-ton vehicle he's using as a weapon. I suspect, I'm alleging he's intending to use as a weapon, but not self-defense, but I would argue he's trying to save that boy's life. I could see the Grim Reaper coming out of the sky, Your Honor. I was just trying to ting, because the police wasn't here yet. I'd have argued that. But what I do, I just want to tell you all, when I read that story, I shouted out loud, thank you, sir, for pleading guilty. First of all, you ain't wasting the court's time. See, because that's what I tell the young officer that gave me the ticket for trying to get his attention to alert him to the recklessness that was going on around him and the mockery. I told him, yes, sir, please, send me to the magistrate so I could tell the magistrate exactly what happened. I ain't fight him, give me the ticket. But make sure that you're here at this date, because I'm going to bring the lemonade, I'm going to bring the sour. You better bring the fruit. Anyway, I pray that our young officers are able to navigate the cultures of the police force and the broader social cultures in a way that they can preserve and maintain their integrity. That's all I could pray. I pray in for that. I pray in. It's hard out there for y'all young guys. Caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron.
Hi, good morning.
You're doing well, I can imagine.
But look here, somebody bring me a nap this morning, and I'm doing really well. If I get some hog plum, watch out, I could pass away. I good.
No, don't go nowhere right now. No, man, we need you. You're too important right now. But I think you should accept that call from the previous caller. I am not sure he could provide you with anything you probably haven't heard before.
Mm-hmm. I still is a churin. There's plenty I haven't heard before.
I'm so surprised to see you got 15-year-olds without a driver's license driving so boldly. And actually, it's like normal here in the Bahamas. But aren't you talking about health today?
Actually, I'll be going to the natural corner in a moment. I had one more subject matter I wanted to touch on very briefly before we transition. Empress Divine is here today with tips on how to detect a stroke and like what to do if you think you're having a stroke, tips to stay hydrated. And I got some more local fruit facts, information, and suggestions on how to use what you have available to you right now.
Well, could I give you something to add to your mix?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't know that we have two circulatory systems. Did you know that?
Okay.
So you didn't know that?
No, I mean, because I thought I was just talking foolish. My Grammy said you got the blood one, and then you have the one where the common sense is supposed to circulate your body.
No, I'm being serious.
Okay, go on.
You have one that's actually, well, they say pump through the heart, but I believe the lung actually is the pump.
Uh-huh.
But then you have the endocrine system.
Yes.
Which doesn't have a pump of its own,
mm-hmm.
but it requires that you exercise to have all of that lymph move.
Yes, yes.
And we are not taught the importance of that circulatory system and how it can prevent all, if not all, most of these diseases that we are influencing with. Because we only try feeding the circulatory system that we know about from the heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
but
you're correct.
But the endocrine system is more important to be taught. But then if you teach that, you won't have people getting sick that much.
That's something, me.
bring up the topic. I'd like to explore that with you.
I can talk about that today. I love that because I do an exercise. I try to remember to do an exercise every morning when I get up, which is supposed to help you clear the lymph nodes and that system.
But Aaron, make sure when you do so, brush from the bottom up. Get a brush from your feet up because the endocrine system pours all that filth into the heart.
Yeah. Okay.
For elimination. So brush up. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, there's one quick topic I want to touch on before we transition to the natural corner. It is a headline in today's Nassau Tribune. In the business section, airport fee increases, quote, getting out of hand, close quotes. Up to $66 direct per passenger fee hike at three key family island airports. Government's aviation chief notes concern. January 1 increases under review. Eleuthera Exuma Consortium seeking to recover $132 million in investments. Okay, so $66 per person, like that's just a direct per passenger fee. I guess that means there may be other fees as well, but that's what comes directly from the passenger. The point that I want to make is this. The Davis administration revealed to us that when they put $700 million in the National Investment Fund, they put $300 million in an infrastructure fund. And then they removed the vast majority of that money, leaving like $200,000, right? They removed that and said that they invested it in the airport reconstruction project, right? Here's the problem. When money is vested in the infrastructure fund, that money is supposed to be managed by a private fund management system. That management system is supposed to identify investment opportunities for the money that will generate a significant return on investment. The return on investment is then put in the infrastructure fund. The return on the investment is then diverted to infrastructure projects. That is what I read when the act was passed. The government is not supposed to put money in an infrastructure fund to then take it out and invest it in local infrastructure projects. The money put in that fund is supposed to be managed by a hedge fund, a fund manager, to generate a return on the investment. And it's the return on the investment that should be diverted to infrastructure projects. See, here's what the problem is. In a country with an archipelagic exterior, the government has an obligation to provide equal and equitable access to state services and national resources. That means that you have to work a little harder to ensure that the people further away from the center have the same or equitable access as the people who live in the center. Now, first and foremost, this is your obligation because you insist on maintaining a centralized government. You insist on hoarding, holding close, clenching, and stenching on all the decision-making authority. It all rests with you, right? Which means, thus, you are obligated to ensure that the most far-flung, everybody have equal and equitable access to state services and national resources. What does that mean? It means in an archipelagic exterior, you do not have the expectation that you're going to return a profit on your transportation services. We've lived with Bahamas Air and this question for a very long time. We do not expect Bahamas Air to generate a profit because it is the nation's carrier. And its obligation is to ensure equal and equitable access throughout the archipelago. Secondarily, the economies on these islands would suggest that they don't have access to the same amount of revenue as the people in New Providence, or it's harder to live there, so more of their money is spent just on living and surviving. So the airport reconstruction project is not, as in my reading of the act, is not a viable option for investment. The money couldn't go there in the first place because the venture is not expected to generate a return. nor the type of return that would satisfy the terms of the NIF. That's why. $66 in fees? It may be tenable for foreigners who've spent their whole life saving up for a trip to come and visit the Bahamas, but what about Bahamians that need to go back and forth to do business because you refuse, as a central government, to shift the structure of governance for efficiency and for improving the quality of life of other Bahamians? That's it. That's it right there. This project, as far as I'm concerned, does not fit the parameters, right, set out by the NIF for investment projects. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. And then we're going to transition to the natural corner. Good morning, Empress Divine.
Good morning, Aaron.
How you do?
I am good.
I like that you picked this topic today, because I could tell, you could tell, sometimes I seem like I'd be stroking out, especially on the road. And sometimes I do be stroking out, because that's my heart. That's my heart telling me, you can't see we about to die. You got to do something to save yourself, right? But let's start right at the beginning. Empress Divine, tell us about how to detect and to respond to signs of a stroke.
First, Aaron, you have disfigured face, sir.
Okay, so when you are looking at somebody, mm-hmm. You may notice that the face seems disfigured.
Yes.
Oddly uneven.
Right.
All right. Now, what if I am the person who may be having a stroke? Okay, go on. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
So you have headaches, mm-hmm. extremely harsh headaches, slurred speech.
All right.
You know, movements in your limbs, numbness on one side of your body. These would be signs of you having a stroke.
Okay.
Your facial, your words slurring, you know.
All right, so face drooping, maybe words slurring.
Yes.
Right? So, if your uncle does drink a lot, right, you still got to pay attention, because something that you may just think, oh, uncle drunk again, but it's 10 a.m., maybe uncle is not drunk again. Maybe he's having a stroke, and that's why he's slurring.
Weakness in your arms and your limbs.
All right.
Speech difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
You said that before, but all of these are signs of having a stroke.
All right, and I see you put here, remember fast. I don't like to remember fast, because I feel like you're telling me don't eat. I don't like remembering that, but F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, S, speech difficulty, T, time to call 911. So if you notice any one of those three or a combination, don't slunk. Don't wait. Don't tarry.
No.
Call 911 or 919.
Yes.
All right. I see the line is buzzing. Let's go to the line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, Aaron. Now we're calling back a natural fauna.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to say one thing first before we just cut into that for a minute. I don't even need a minute. Remember, 6 seconds. The problem we have with the finances is we keep calling this island Nassau. The finances is going to the people in Nassau. That's the city downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to New Providence, the people over the hill.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we got a problem between the name of the island and the name of the city. All the people down in Nassau got money.
You're living good.
That's the people on Beach. We call them the Bay Street Boys who still there. They ain't gone nowhere. We talk about the Indians. We talk about all the foreigners who down Bay Street. Nassau making all the money. People in New Providence ain't making no money. And people in Out Islands ain't making no money. It's the people in Nassau making money. And now, with the fauna thing, you know me and you have an agreement.
Yes, sir.
We have a celebrity coming now. We already had two celebrities down here. We have a celebrity, we can't call their name yet. It's coming now to try the state to plant a soursop tree in the park.
This is awesome.
What do you say about that, Miss Green? You can do another TV show in the park.
I love it. Now, remember, soursop wants wetter roots, right? Like sugar apple. And soursop is a sister.
Man, I show you a picture of the soursop. I water it every morning. The whole done dig in the park.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting for the celebrity to come and plant it. You know what I talk about. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. And if you have a soursop tree and you can't place it near a good source of water, right, like underground, like, you know, it's, or like For instance, I use a few PVC pipes, and I collect the gray water that's coming out of my washing machine, and I direct it to the place where my little sugar apple tree is struggling for life and my soursop tree is. But it seems like the bananas are benefiting the most from the diverted water source. So soursop, just like sugar apple, want wet roots. I got one friend who mummy house on the canal. And if I wasn't scared of her mummy, I'd go down there every sugar apple season and ask if I could raid her tree. Plural. Because they just love it there by the canal. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, gracious usual, Miss Green and your guests. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Right on, Mark. I want to expound on the topic of strokes, right?
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
What happened is now we have a large sex industry going on, right, with pills, monster, a lot of people are, because what happened is we now in a hyper-sex-driven society now. So a lot of elderly people, even younger people, are taking sex pills, right? And you realize the side effects of that are actually stroke?
Yeah, one of the major side effects of what they call them sexual AIDS is the risk of stroke.
Okay, now let me tie in the health situation with this here, right? We have a product here in the Bahamas, which grows as a vine, right? What everyone, most people don't even look at. It's called Love Vine. The benefits of Love Vine, it isn't just named Love Vine for no reason, you know.
I mean, look here, I only use Love Vine to shampoo my hair, you know.
No.
Okay,
that's
go on.
One thing you could do it for, right? But they name it Love Vine for a reason. Because it's actually a self, it actually helps, which is sexual libido.
Yeah.
So if we manufacture that, right, we could actually make millions of dollars and sell that as a natural source opposed to using sex pills and monster drinks and other that to arise your libido.
Listen, I'm going to say you mean like the scientists that came here and did the research in Andrus and then all of a sudden Viagra? Because we know about that. It's the marketing. The idea, right? It's the pharmaceutical aspect, taking it from bush medicine to a pharmaceutical product and then marketing that we have to work on. But I'm glad that you raised that subject briefly because there's a couple of things you said there. You said the part about the sexual AIDS and the hypersexual society, and then you moved on to health. And I want you to know that you don't need to move on to health. That first issue is a health issue, right? If you require an erectile dysfunction aid, right? Or we call it sex aid as a man to be able to perform. You are actually have in the midst of a health crisis because a healthy functioning male should be able to maintain that erectile health well into his old age, into his 70s and possibly 80s, right? With if his body is functioning the way that it should be. And so if you feel, if you realize that you may need a sexual aid, is one of two things happening. Either you are not actually attracted to the person or you're not actually desiring this act, and it's social pressure, right? Like, or cultural norm, the pressure from cultural norms that has you believing that this is a problem. Your body is trying to tell you something. Your body trying to save you. Your body trying to tell you, no, you don't even like this person enough to get excited to be with them. And if it's not that, then it means that your body is unhealthy and is not functioning properly. And we know that this issue is a matter of blood flow, right? We're talking about strokes. So here's the second or third point I want to make. If you are a young man, because you put young men in that pool, and we know there are lots of young men who are using erectile aids, right? If you are a young man and you are unable, without the help of an aid, just generally, you are having a major health issue. You need to go talk to your doctor right away. And I can be honest with you. If you go talk to your doctor and your doctor makes you feel uncomfortable, like they're childish, like they're just saying the wrong thing. Like, hey, bro, I expect my boys on the street to be saying foolishness like that to me, not a professional doctor. Find another doctor. Do not subject yourself to that type of treatment, because you may become more and more resistant to going to see to talking about your problem, right? So if you feel uncomfortable with that doctor, get a next. It's like waking in Bahamas. This is a free to quit state, you know. You go find the next doctor quick. I think that a lot of Empress Divine, I think that a lot of young men don't realize, right, that they're consuming far too much alcohol. They're consuming far too much cannabis and other intoxicants, maybe the other types of drugs, right?
Ladies.
Not enough exercise, not enough water, not enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And so they're moving around as a 25-year, we had some young men as young as 25 to 35 moving around in bodies that you would think belong to 70-year-olds, right? If you were between 25 and 35 and you need an aid, one of two things are happening. You're not attracted to this person, but you're not mature enough yet to realize that.
That's right.
Or you're having a major health issue. Carly, you still there?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yeah. You can continue your show now. We'll solve this problem one step at a time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much.
And I would like to interject. Moringa seeds mm-hmm. is very effective in giving you stamina for the meal. Moringa seeds.
Right. But we have to do a show just on moringa, no other plant, because the root, the bark, the pods, the seeds, the leaves, the flowers,
yes.
they all have nutritional
yes.
and medicinal and therapeutic value.
Values.
Somebody say, plant the soursop by a septic tank. Yeah. I could be honest with you all, the two sweetest juju trees
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
A guarantee. He's sitting right on top of a septic tank. And once you are sure that the roots of the tree will not damage the septic tank, right? Then you are okay with that.
That's right.
Okay, so let's get back to FAST. For stroke signs, F is for face. Does one side droop? Try to smile. So for the person who's testing if they're having a stroke, try to smile. Does the does your face form a smile evenly? A is for arms. Can you raise both arms? Does one drift down? S, speech. Is speech slurred or weird? Repeat, the sky is blue. Right. T, time. Call 919 in the Bahamas immediately. Note the time that symptoms have started. And other signs, sudden numbness, vision trouble, dizziness, worst headache ever, or you can't get rid of a headache, right? And of course, remember when we get headaches, the first treatment we start with is hydrate. Before you take an over-the-counter medication, unless this is a persistent issue and you, like I get migraines and I know when I'm going to get a migraine, I know what I need to do to deal with the migraine, right? But always water. When your kids have a headache, start with water. But let's not do this thing where we say, oh, drink some water, 2 cream crackers, say your prayers, and go lay down. Your headache is going to go away. Check on them. Monitor them. If the headache does not go away, then you need to go to the clinic and find out if there's something more going on with your child than just normal dehydration. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Good morning. How you do?
Happy Thursday, Aaron.
Yes, sir. Happy Thursday.
And good morning to your guest. Aaron, I'm concerned about folks who work on utilities like BBL and all these who work in the hot sun,
mm-hmm.
they are targets for stroke.
Okay, yeah.
And I hope we could implement something, especially construction too.
Mm-hmm.
We a new law, we actually go into this labor law, we could exercise some sort of protection net.
Okay. So we're looking at the space we call OSHA, which is like occupational safety hazard.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, that's important as we go into this, because I'd be sorry for them on the hot, especially this high temperature right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There should be a cooling period
mm-hmm.
that you cannot wake, you cannot wake.
Yeah. I say,
I can't wake on 95, come on.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's a cultural thing going on where young Bahamians who are looking for work don't understand the culture of the construction industry, right? And construction work, you could be on the job at 5:30 because we start working as soon as the sun comes up. Why? Because we try to maximize the amount of work we can do in the coolest parts of the day.
Right. Right.
So we up work starts at 5 and you're organizing the tools and resources and the equipment for the day. Mm. As soon as it's bright enough for us to work safely, we begin working.
See, well, my grand uncles used mm-hmm. to do construction, I learned that they do it 5 in the morning
mm-hmm.
and up. Because, you know, the time factor is different on day, like 7 times.
Yeah.
So they do that in the morning. The time they get to that heat, they start taking breaks and mm-hmm. they wait till the sun go down again.
Yeah.
And they wake again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Finish off that course.
Absolutely.
You're not doing that.
Absolutely. And I imagine, we need to remove or reduce or whatever, incentivize the purchasing of the night lights, right, that other jurisdictions use to maintain the work through the night hours.
Right.
Give the light the spaces properly. Get the standard, the international standard for lighting at night work, and let's maximize the amount of time we have available to us.
You got it. That's important, too. All right, Aaron.
Yeah, man, thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much. This conversation... And thank you for adding that, Pumpkin Eater. The National Productivity Task Force is on the move, right? I saw recently, I got a snippet of the report. And what Pumpkin Eater was talking about and how we work in these spaces is also about productivity, right? And do we understand? So, yeah, you may get annoyed at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. You've been awoken by construction nearby. But that industry requires certain practices, right? It develops a culture. Contractors got to wake early in the morning. Simple. So they don't die a heat stroke. Simple. We're going to a break. When we get back from the break, more about strokes, fasting, and then I want to talk about the joys of avocado. Also, sea grape and hog plum because it's that time. We're going to a break. We'll be right back.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Hey, this is John Pinder, and on Monday evenings you will be hearing my voice on a new show, Total Package. That's right, I'll be your host, and we will be discussing various packages related to workers, employers, the government, relationship, and other packages of concern. So please join me and be a part of the conversation on your number one talk show radio station in the nation, Guardian Radio 96.9.
Starting September 7th at 7 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Talk to me. You've heard the conversations, but you haven't heard them quite like this. I'm Gabby, and Fridays are about to get a little more interesting. From the headlines everyone's talking about to real life, culture, and entertainment, there's always a seat for you at my table for the conversations that inform, perspectives that inspire, moments that entertain, authenticity that cannot be contained. Talk to me with Gabby. Fridays at 2 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Beginning Friday, September 4th.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. This is the Natural Corner. We're talking with Empress Divine today about strokes, the acronym FAST, how to detect a stroke and what to do when you think you or someone you are observing is experiencing a stroke. And then one of our texters called in and said, what about the endocrine system? So this is what Empress Divine sent me in the break. The endocrine system is your body's hormone control center. It's like the messengers that tell your organs what to do. What it does, it releases hormones into your blood. Hormones regulate growth, metabolism, mood, sleep, reproduction, blood sugar, stress, hydration. It works slowly but has long-lasting effects, right? The pituitary gland, key hormones are growth hormones, ADH, and it master gland control. Thyroid controls metabolism and energy. And the master gland pituitary controls other glands and water balance. Adrenals, cortisol, and adrenaline, the stress response, blood pressure. Let's go back here. We're almost done. It's a beautiful list. Thank you, ma'am. Insulin. I think I shortened my list. I don't know how. Insulin.
Pancreas.
It's the pancreas. Mm-hmm. Controls blood sugar. Estrogen and testosterone, reproduction plus sex traits. Melatonin, sleep and circadian rhythm. All right. You see that mood thing, right? Hormones regulate mood. Emotional regulation. Uncle, thank you for calling and adding this to the conversation today, because a big part of our inability to drive safely is because we do not have a grasp or control on our endocrine system. We don't understand how hormones manage emotional regulation, right? That's why when you in the side corner, you approaching the stop sign at the side corner and you see the car coming at a quick rate of speed, but you won't get out. Instead of stopping your car and waiting till that car is passed and you could come out safely, you run through the stop sign to get ahead of them and say, I don't care if I ain't going fast enough for you. You must slow down now. That's poor emotional regulation. Because when you get behind the wheel of the car, you surrender your feelings to the law. In your car, you don't have feelings. You just have critical thinking and a commitment to following the law. So thank you, Uncle, for adding that. I want you to know, I'm going to tell you this. When you blow your horn at the car in front of you because they're lagging, right? The green light has changed. It's now green. The three cars in front of them have driven off, and they still sitting there because they're on their phone. You blow your horn at them. And as opposed to acknowledging that they're obstructing traffic and they're in breach and you just tooting your horn to bring them back to life so they could keep driving, they say, okay, I's going too slow. Watch me go slower. Watch me put it in reverse then, right? Y'all see it and some of y'all do it. Some of y'all do it as well. That's because of poor emotional regulation. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Hey, good morning, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I good, thank you.
Boy, as you relates to traffic, Ms. Green, I thought I had seen the ultimate, right?
Uh-huh.
But somebody ran the light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And looked right in my face while it was on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a young lady who was drunk, and she actually tried to throw herself into my car on Versa Avenue, you know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on, but...
Well, what do you mean? A pedestrian or a driver?
A pedestrian. But she's yeah. Unknown. She's a rasta. But I mean, like, she was a rasta, but she's a drunkard now. But she was playing a game, like doing a sidewalk step into my car
yeah.
as I turn and making a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd just like to comment on the lymphatic system. Great information, of course, but one of the things I learned years ago from the, you know, the doctors writing the punch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was elevating the legs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be so at a great angle, but once you elevate them, that helps hasten the drainage.
Yeah.
And so we know that the B cells and the T cells are lymphatic cells because they call lymphocytes, right?
Yeah.
So that one is very important. But the thing is, maybe a doctor could call, and I know there was some innovation because this is the transport system also. In fact, that there are studies where they are blocking off certain portions of the lymphatic system in order to stop cancer from spreading or metastasizing.
Yeah.
I read this years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, so we must. These are the kind of things that we need to speak about, things that can actually help us, because our bodies are up against all type of vices in these crises. Have a good day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. To the caller that just hung up, I'm glad you called right back. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You on here? You there?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, and you?
Good. Good.
Thank you so much for the healthy show every week.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, hey, love you and Empress Divine.
Mm-hmm.
This does my heart so well to see this program going on. And I listen to you religiously.
Yes, ma'am.
And
thank
I'm
you.
I'm very grateful for Guardian Radio sharing information.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am. Blessings. Blessings. We're going to try to keep this space open because we have so many tools and resources available to us right now. Like my friends, my favorite friends, the sugar plum, the cocoa plum. I done lose my piece of paper, Empress, with all the fruit on it, with the soursop and the sugar apple. I lost it for real. So today I wanted to talk about, just a touch about sugar apple, hog plum, and avocado. But what I wanted to say about sea grape, hog plum, avocado. What I wanted to say about sea grape is that sea grape has a lot of anti-inflammatory yes. properties, right? So if you get inflammation, swelling of the joints, and anything with the itis is inflammation in that, the prefix, mm-hmm. the itis is the suffix. It means inflammation in wherever the prefix is. Mm-hmm. So arthritis is inflammation around the bones, right? To the point where there is a sea grape extract, sea grape fruit extract on the market that's being tested in cosmetics, right? Because of its anti-inflammatory properties. So I'm imagining they're going to use it to reduce swelling around the eyes, right? They're using it in a facial product. There's just so much value. But Empress Divine, I want to get back to the notes that you sent me just to end the show, because you also gave us some tips on dealing with hydration, mm-hmm. staying hydrated and avoiding a stroke, right? So let's talk about it. Ways to stay hydrated. Water first, 8 to 10 glasses a day, more if it's hot in Nassau or you're active. Also, if you smoke cigarettes, right? Like they say that a cigarette could remove almost or use almost a gallon of water in your body. Mm-hmm. So every time you smoke a cigarette, your body needs about a minimum of a half a gallon of water to replace the water that you took out of your body through the process of smoking. Electrolytes, add a pinch of sea salt plus lemon or coconut water. It helps your body actually use the water. So we're talking about, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about making your own Gatorade, right? Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about. You can make your own product like a Gatorade that the athletes use by, I say, if you're making a lemonade, you want to dilute it, make it sort of very watery, add salt, or you can do the same thing to your coconut water, add lemon and salt to the coconut water. Hydrating foods, Well, you want foods that are rich in water, like watermelon, cucumber, oranges, celery, and then soup. Now, here's the thing of the difference between eating a fruit and drinking fruit juice, which is the equivalent of that fruit, right? So you eat one orange or drink the juice of one orange. When you eat the orange, you're getting the hydration from the fruit juices as well as the fiber, right? So I recommend eating an orange versus drinking a glass of orange juice, even as a hydration tool. And then set reminders, phone alarm every 2 hours to sip water. I would say every 30 minutes, but also there are people who are like autistic or on the spectrum, we would say, who have difficulty with their body regulation and identifying like when they're thirsty, when they're hungry. They don't, it's the steps in between they miss. They just get to the point where, oh my gosh, my throat is dry. I feel like I'm dying of thirst. And so for those people especially, set a timer. On your little Apple Watch. I'm making fun of people who wear Apple Watch. They're all healthy people. Limit dehydrators. Too much coffee, alcohol, and sugary drinks pull water out. Too many cigarettes pull water out as well. Start and end your day with water. A glass when you wake up and a glass before bed. And not cold water either.
Room temperature.
Room temperature water. Now, some people, they put okra in their water overnight. Okra in their water overnight and then drink that water in the morning. Some people put aloe in the water and then drink that water in the morning and at night. And just to end, ways to lower stroke risk. Blood pressure, keep it in check. Too high is the number one risk. Less salt, more veggies, walk daily. Stay hydrated. Thick, dehydrated blood is harder to pump. Water helps circulation. Oh boy, I knew that. Move your body 30 minutes, walk 5 times a week helps blood flow. Right. And parents, this one is especially for y'all. Resist the urge to call your children from the next room to come into this room to pick up something for you and give it to you in this room. Like, resist the urge. Take every opportunity you have to move your body. Right. Get as many steps in a day. And then I want to say this for both the ways to lower the stroke risk and ways to manage your endocrine system. Jumping jacks and skipping rope. Jumping jacks and skipping rope. And for people who have joint issues or mobility issues, there is a variation of the jumping jack that you can do with less impact. Also, for older people and people with mobility issues, go online and search chair exercise. Exercises in a chair. Exercises for elderly people with mobility issues. You're going to find a ton of videos and informationals, flyers you could print out with the instructions, like a daily routine over a month, 30 days of exercises that you can do while sitting in your chair or with the support of the chair, right? You may stand up and use the chair as a support. But jumping jacks and skipping rope, because the constant up and down helps to get the lymphatic system moving and draining, especially in the morning, draining all the things that got stuck in there, all your bad feelings, all the things you didn't process, the trauma, your boss, you want cuss, but you didn't write it in a letter, a professional letter, all of those feelings, and get those out your system. Empress Divine, thank you very much. And somebody said, cactus water, Aaron, alkaline.
Yes.
Drink cactus water. Okay. Aloe is a part of the cactus family, I hope. Yeah. Empress Divine, thank you very much. With all of the stress parents have been going through this week, with the instability of the start of school, y'all, this for y'all.
Thank you for having me.
No, man, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. We're going to do it again next week, but you guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And don't forget the Bill Buster promotion. Get your newspaper, fill it out, because, ooh, it's going to be a 4 bills. I'm loving it. You guys have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.